Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
There are two kinds of entrepreneurs in this world. The sleeping entrepreneur who chases money, trends, titles, and always buy and always busy, but he's never building a legacy. And then there's the awakened entrepreneur, the one who understands that business is not just about profit, but it's about purpose, and divine alignment. The sleeping entrepreneur survives. He's making money in his business, but that's all he's doing. He's just making money. The awakened entrepreneur, he leads, he mentors, he creates, and he transforms. In the Marine Corps, everything is breaking down into acronyms. And I did that with Awaken. Alignment with God's will, wisdom through trials and tribulations, action with accountability, not as a self through both understanding and understanding, empathy for others, new life, and new legacy. Being awakened means no longer sleepwalking through life like a zombie. And we'll come back to zombies later. Think of the sunrise, use it for example. When the sun is rising, when it first breaks, it's just a little bit of light peeking through the darkness. But the more the sun rises, the more clearly you can see things around you. Awakening works the same way. Don't get the full picture at once, but step by step, little by little, you can see the light in the darkness. When I was in the Marine Corps, we woke up every day before the sunrise. It was discipline and demanding every rise before the light. But I soon realized that when you awake before the world, if your spirit is still asleep, you're nothing but a living, breathing zombie. Zoned out, moving, but internally you're empty. To live this way like a zombie in business and entrepreneurship that many of us is doing, all we're really doing is to chasing money, status, and validation. And awakening is choosing, taking the logical choice to choose to live life with purpose and not to just exist. To be truly awakened is to rise in your soul and not just to rise before the sun so that you can get a head start on your daily schedule. Ephesians 5:14 states that awake sleeper and rise from the dead and Christ will shine on you. And I'm speaking to you today, not as a perfect man, but as an imperfect man, as a man that has tasted both death and resurrection, has fallen and risen again many times over. And I know those, and I remember those that had poured into me and spoke life into me, even when me myself did not feel that I deserved it. My family, brothers in arms, mentors, and the people around me, even those that had doubted me, they had all put and shaped my life. And here's the truth. None of us have made it here alone. We cannot go through life alone. We cannot go through business alone. We cannot be entrepreneurs alone. Even Jesus had disciples walking beside him. And when you awake, you realize your success is not your success. Your story is not just your story. Your story is written by the hands of those that helped you climb to get where you are today. And in boot camp, when we go to boot camp, especially in the Marine Corps, we stand on those yellow footprints with the other recruits. We become a collective. We become an individual collective with one goal in mind, to graduate boot camp. And when I retired from the Marine Corps, and I did not want to retire, but because of life and injury, I was forced to sit down. And God said, sit down, son. And I heard that voice and I didn't listen. I didn't stay seated because when God puts breath in your lungs and the vision in your heart, you don't quit. You become awakened. You put one foot forward and you step and you keep on moving on that purpose. Even if you don't know what that purpose is, you just have faith and you keep walking. Now let's talk about business and entrepreneurship. And let's talk about what awakening looks like in different parts of life in that area. Spiritually, awakening means surrendering to the purpose and understanding that you are not in control. And Matthew 6:33 states that Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And when you awaken spiritually, you stop chasing money and you start seeking God first. And the domino effect of that, all worldly things will come unto you. And then you start realizing that you are not the source of your success. You're just a living vessel on this world. And the mentally awakening means that you will win the battle in your mind. The Marine Corps has taught me that you can't fight a war outside if you already lost the war inside. If you're losing the battle in your thoughts and your mental, you're gonna sabotage yourself and you're gonna sabotage those closer to you. And me myself recently, I went through this myself, and now I see the light and I see the error in my ways. Financially awakening means stewardship and not slavery. Too many are slaves to money. That's all we do. We chase money. But money is not the master, it's just the magnifier. If you're broken inside, success and gaining money in business and money in personal is just going to magnify your brokenness that you have on the inside. And on the opposite end, the money is going to magnify this, and then you're going to be able to bless others because you're not going to be tied down to the to the money. Awakening financially means that you're going to stop asking, what can I buy? And you're going to start asking yourself, what can I build and who can I bless? Being awakening also means that you're going to start living with empathy. Leadership is not standing on a mountain alone, it's building a staircase so that others can climb up with you. The Marine Corps has taught me to leave no man behind. That wasn't just a battlefield principle, that's a life principle. In business, in family, in mentorship, your role is not to outshine others, but it is to uplift others. None of us have actually made it. So don't see those struggling where they are, see them where they could be. That's empathy, servant leadership, mentorship. And let me tell you this, if you want to be great, serve others. If you want to build legacy, mentor. If you want to live awakened, live for more than just yourself and what you can gain. Awakening isn't just personal to me, it's collective. As individuals, we awaken to responsibility, but as a collective, we awaken to power. That's why I built Divine Warriors Dimension, a safe space for men and veterans to share their stories, to heal, to transform their pain into purpose. And this is where understanding and understanding come in. Understanding is knowledge you get from the outside. Understanding is wisdom you gain from the inside and worldly experience. But when you understand, you read the book. And when you understand, you become the book. To be awakened is to be God body, a living vessel through which divine purpose moves. Our businesses are not who we are. They are an extension of that purpose. I was awakened and still asleep until leadership, mentorship, and a collective called Connect the Leaders Academy shook me awake. My Marine Corps mentorship, he led me to the HEMAN Summit, placed me beside the mentor who eventually pulled me out of homelessness and a near permanent sleep. Through servant leadership and mentorship, I was able to shed old pain and trauma, and I was reborn with a relentless drive to be awakened and also awaken others. And then in return, through that awakening, I gained a drive that I wanted to awaken others the same way that mentors and the leadership awakened me. And that was the only way that I could think to repay them back. To be awakened is to be God body, a living temple through which divine purpose moves. Hear me as I tell you that my businesses and our businesses all around as entrepreneurs is not to define us. What we do in business will not and cannot define us. It is nothing but an instrument and a tool, an extension of something far greater. I know this because I was awakened and still asleep. I was broken, homeless, and almost buried in a forever sleep until leadership found me. That night, I heard God's call. The Marine Corps call to the He-Man Summit led me to sit beside my mentor, the leader who became the hinge in my story. Through mentorship, through being welcomed into an individual collective called Connect the Leaders Academy, a sleeping God body inside me was stirred awake. Serving leadership taught me to trade bitterness for purpose, trauma for service. That awakening unleashed an unhinged drive to grow, to change, and to share the weight of my past. And it planted one mission in me, to awaken others the same way that I was awakened. And this is how legacies are made, one leader, one mentor, and one collective at a time. And now we're going back to the zombies. And like the Marine Corps has taught me before, acronym. And this is my acronym for zombies. Now let me tell you what it is so it will stick with you. Because too many of us are walking around this world like the living dead. We're moving, we're working, we're scrolling, and we're on that hamster wheel of grind. And we're not truly alive. Zeal. Without zeal, without passion, you're nothing but just a shell. Ownership. Own your story. Own your scars. Own your failures. Own your triumphs. And then you can own your future. Mindset. You can't build an awakening life with a sleeping mind. Brotherhood. The Marines taught me no man left behind. Who's going to be there to tell you about yourself when you're acting up and you don't know it? Who's going to be there to pull you up when you're falling? Who's going to be there to help you when you need it and you don't know that you need help? And who's going to be in the foxhole with you fighting against the enemy that's trying to stop you from achieving your purpose? Integrity. Say what you mean and live what you speak. Because too many people, they like to talk a lot, but then when it comes down to it, they don't live what they speak. Empathy. Without empathy, you're just noise. Feel for your clients, your family, your brothers, and those that you mentor, because that is your legacy. Excellence, not perfection. None of us will never be perfect, so you might well just stop striving for it. Use what you have, use the gift that you earn, that you learn, and that you show for your mentors. Do the best with what you have been given. Only then can you really, really strive. But if everyone keeps trying to be perfect, you will never achieve it. To be awakened means you shifted from just understanding to understanding. Understanding is in the head. It's cognitive. It's analytical. It's the facts and it's the figures. Understanding, that's the spirit. That's the heart. That's when truth doesn't just sit on a paper, it sits in your bones. Scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. But I tell you this, it's not just knowledge, it's inner knowledge and applied wisdom. That's where awakening lives. When you are awakened, you see life differently, the poor and the rich. Same flesh, same 24 hours, same days a week, same blood, different understanding. One may be asleep in wealth, the other may be awake in poverty. Because true riches, they are not in your wallet, they're in your walk. Now, I walk through death physically, spiritually, emotionally. Some of you know what it's like to die and you're still breathing. But here's the thing about death. Doesn't matter what you do in life, how famous you are, how rich you are, how poor you are, how successful you are, how many people know your name around the world in one place, no matter what, we will all die eventually. And then we are going to come with the same question. What did you leave behind? What is your legacy? Legacy is not the house you buy, the car you drive, the chain around your neck, or how much money is your bank account. It's not even the will that you write so that you can leave things to your children. Legacy is the seed that you plant in others. Legacy is when your children, your clients, your fellow veterans, your family, your mentees, they can carry on and carry forward long after your body is dust. I tell people all the time, those that hear me will hear me. And those that don't, they still will hear me. Because my voice is not just words. My life is my microphone, my actions are my amplifier, and my legacy is my broadcast station. And I'm going to leave you with this. I've seen death numerous times. I've seen my brothers who haven't came home. I talked to them one day, they deployed the next day, and they never came back. And I had to go and sit down with their children and their wives and tell them that. And it taught me this: life is not promised, but legacy is a choice. One day, all of us will be remembered, but the question is, how will you and for what? When you are awakened, your life becomes your message. That's why I say those that hear me will hear me, and those that don't hear me will still hear me. Because when a man and a woman is truly awakened, their life speaks louder than their words. So listen to this today. Will you keep sleepwalking as a zombie? Or will you rise and be awakened spiritually, mentally, financially, in your business, in your family, for your clients, for your fellow man, those that mentor, those that you mentor, your mentee, because they're following your example, and the ones that you don't even know that are watching. Remember where you come from. Remember who helps you, because you did not do this alone. I did not do this alone. We did not survive alone. We weren't born alone, and we would not die alone. All must be remembered for our purpose, because the world does not need more people. The world needs more awakened warriors. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.